This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 1st. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a trip to Western Illinois and the Senior Olympics. It's a little like the International Olympic Games, but not quite. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. It appears that the University of Illinois Extension Service and other educational programs slated to lose jobs and programs will see their funds restored. The governor's office has not returned any call seeking comment over the last 12 hours, but Champaign Senator Mike Frerichs confirmed the action yesterday, saying he learned of the change in a caucus meeting with Senate President Emil Jones. The governor had threatened to withhold money from extension offices and soil and water conservation districts in the state if lawmakers didn't approve his plan to patch a $750 million budget shortfall. About 450 extension employees were set to receive layoff notices. Frerichs says he's relieved, but he'll feel better once the checks are in affected employees' hands.
I think there's been a lot of frustration within these organizations that provide great services to the people of the state of Illinois. I know myself and my downstate colleagues have been working very hard to get the governor to release these funds, and we were very happy to hear the Senate president was able to secure that.
Carlinville Senator Deanna DiMuzio says she believes the governor learned that the program involved more than just downstate and rural communities. The exact amount of funds isn't clear, nor has the governor's office again confirmed it, but DiMuzio expects about $40 million will be coming to the programs. Meanwhile, Illinois lawmakers say they have a deal in place that could put an end to pay-to-play politics in state government. Sean Crawford reports.
3 years of negotiations could result in what one advocate of campaign finance reform calls extraordinarily important. It focuses on people who contribute to politicians and in return are rewarded with lucrative government contracts. Cindy Canary is with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform.
This will really, I think, send a signal to the people that we're done with playing games, that contracts should be awarded based on the best price, the best quality of service, and not who you know or who you contribute to.
The measure would prohibit an individual or company from making a political contribution if they have a state contract of $50,000 or more. It was introduced in the aftermath of the scandal that involved the George Ryan administration, but nothing has happened with it since Ryan was found guilty of corruption. Supporters admit allegations of pay-to-play politics involving current Governor Rod Blagojevich helped break the logjam. Under the plan, anyone who violates the law could lose their contract and repeat offenders could be barred from getting future state business. I'm Sean Crawford.
A state board is recommending another set of pay raises for Illinois legislators, and not everyone's happy about it. Under the recommendation from the state's Compensation Review Board, lawmakers would see their base salary jump by more than $7,000 a year to nearly $73,000 by next summer. Legislative leaders would see their pay top more than $100,000 a year. Governor Rod Blagojevich would see a pay raise of more than $20,000, bringing his salary to more than $190,000 a year. The recommendation comes after legislators' pay increased by nearly 10% last year. Some legislators are already promising to block the raises, citing a poor economy and the recent salary bump. But it'll take an agreement in both chambers to keep the raises from going into effect. A University of Illinois economist says the Federal Reserve Board's decision yesterday to cut interest rates by 0.25% was expected, but Professor Ann Villamil says while the Fed tries to keep the U.S. economy from sliding into recession, it also must keep its eyes open for other factors.
They also signaled that they're concerned about inflation, and that is a serious concern. We've had a number of rate decreases, and they're worried about inflation over time because decreasing short-term rates, as inflation picks up, that will raise long-term rates, and that will end up being bad for the economy. So they're trying to balance these two things.
Villamil says the Fed must now try to balance its efforts to control inflation while also nursing a sputtering economy that's trying to stay out of recession. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve Board lowered short-term interest rates to 2% and the discount rate to 2.25%. A new education program aims to teach young people that HIV and AIDS remain nearly as large a problem as they were 20 years ago. The Greater Community AIDS Project hopes to use a quilt made by a local artist to illustrate the disease's impact in the Champaign area. Stars on the quilt will bear the names of 16 people that the organization has served who have died since early last year. GCAP hopes to soon take that quilt to churches, Rotary clubs, and other groups to stress early diagnosis and treatment.
Director Terry McCarthy says with the proper support, the group has the ability to eliminate a stigma associated with AIDS.
Sometimes I wish that we could insert the word or get the same respect as the word cancer. People know that with cancer, early treatment is the way to a longer life. It's the same with HIV and AIDS. The early detection really does help prolong a person's life and the quality of their life.
McCarthy says those under 21 often think that HIV/AIDS only impacts third world countries, when in fact that age group represents the fastest growing population of those infected in the U.S. GCAP isn't the only group in central Illinois trying to build up better education efforts. This week, Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District is hosting a statewide conference on dealing with HIV. More than 100 infected persons took part in the two-day event. Champaign City Council has given its preliminary nod to new rules for installing new utility cabinets for AT&T's broadband video service. The four-foot-high cabinets could be going up soon on city rights-of-way and easements, including the yards of some homes. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
AT&T is offering to pay $1,500 for each utility box. The money would pay for bushes or other vegetation to help conceal the boxes. But maintaining the vegetation in future years would be up to the city or property owner. Councilmember Marcy Dodd says AT&T should pay more to help make the boxes less intrusive.
And they are not proving to be a great corporate citizen at this point. If they have enough money to spend on lobbying and lawsuits, they sure can spend a little bit more on screening. I'm also not looking forward to the complaints I'm going to get, and I'm really not looking forward to being able to say to people, I can't do anything about it.
The city's actions are limited because AT&T has a state franchise for its broadband video service, not a local one. Meanwhile, Councilmember Tom Bruno notes some residents will welcome the new service despite the utility cabinets, just as early satellite TV customers willingly installed 10-foot diameter dishes in their yards. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. During the International Olympics, you often hear a great deal about national pride and going for the gold. The Senior Olympics are a bit different. While it's nice to win, it's just as nice to renew old acquaintances and meet new friends. Illinois Public Radio's Rich Egger takes us to the 28th annual Western Illinois Senior Olympics in Macomb to introduce us to some of those athletes.
On an overcast, breezy, and mild day, one of those pitching horseshoes is a former fast-pitch softball player.
It's Irene, but I go by Pepper. Everybody's died off that knew Irene.
Pepper Kerwin of Peoria started playing softball for amateur teams in the early 1940s. She turned pro in the late 40s to earn money for an education at Illinois State Normal University, as it was known in those days, then resumed her amateur career. She also taught elementary physical education for 30 years. Pepper Kerwin is now 82 and still a good athlete.
Hey. Wins, Pepper.
But says her preparation involves nothing more than regular walks and occasional bike rides.
I don't practice the events anymore. I got too many other things I want to do.
One of the other things she'll do while in Macomb is check out some garage sales with fellow Olympians. Kerwin says these Olympics are good fun for any senior who's willing to sign up for them.
Anybody, even the worst couch potato, can find two or three events, you know, that not going to hurt anything.
One person who chose to give it a try is Betty Kreidner of Monmouth. Kreidner did not take part in organized sports when she was younger.
When I was in school, they didn't have women's sports like this.
Kreidner is 81. She greets friends with hugs and laughs while waiting to compete. Kreidner started coming to the Senior Olympics with her husband 4 years ago. Why did she decide in her late 70s to try tossing the shot put, discus, and javelin? Well, it's because her daughter did those sports in college.
And she has the triathlon record at Monmouth College still. And so I thought, if she can do it, I can.
Kreidner and Kerwin are among the 72 people who signed up for this year's Western Illinois Senior Olympics. They came from throughout the region. They're all at least 50 years old. They compete in divisions determined by gender and age. The age span is 5 years, so there are divisions for those age 50 to 54, then 55 to 59, 60 to 64, and so on. The oldest participant this year is Lauren Gillespie of Tremont. He is 91. Gillespie looks years younger, but does not like being told that.
You're like a doctor, and the doctor tells him that, and I point my finger in his face. Looks as though it's skin deep. You don't know how I feel inside.
Gillespie is here to visit with old friends and to take part in horseshoes and bowling. Gillespie feels if he does not remain active, he'll end up in a wheelchair.
If you do, I might as well bury me. You don't get strong by sitting in a wheelchair. You got to stay active, you know.
There are plenty of chances to stay active during the games. Seniors can take part in as many events as they like. There are numerous choices, such as swimming, bike racing, and race walking, free throw shooting, disc golf, and miniature golf. Jim Miner is one of the organizers. Among other duties, he awards ribbons to winners in the various categories. He's inspired to help out because his mother was a senior athlete for about 20 years. Miner is also inspired by what he sees at the Senior Olympics.
You know, look at these guys. These are healthy guys, and they put a value on living a healthy lifestyle. They stay active, and they're just role models for so many people. It's invigorating to see them come back and do what they do.
They move a little slower when they do what they do, but Kerwin, Kreidner, Gillespie, and the other senior Olympians will bowl you over with their desire to compete, remain active, and enjoy a sporting good time with old friends. Rich Egger reporting.
Rain will move in for a part of the weekend at least, but we'll get a good day out of it today, according to our forecaster, Mike Sola, for much of the two states at least. For today in northern and western Illinois, it should be cloudy with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but elsewhere partly to mostly sunny, windy, and warmer throughout, the highs ranging from 65 in far northwest Illinois to near 80 in far southern Indiana. Champaign-Urbana's high today, 75 degrees. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms most numerous in northern and central Illinois, lows from 55 in northern Illinois to 65 in the far south, 60 in Champaign-Urbana. For tomorrow, cloudy across the two states with showers and thunderstorms, and highs from near 70 in northwest Indiana to 78 in southeast Indiana. The forecast high for tomorrow, 73 in Champaign-Urbana. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, the low 50, and then Saturday, cloudy with occasional showers lingering, the high only 60 degrees before sunshine returns on Sunday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.